Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, as promised, I'm going to get to your questions, your comments. And this is an interesting one. Neil writes, Doc, why are Republicans against calling the election like it was? I heard Brian Kilmeade was where you were last week and doesn't think election fraud claims should be entertained. What am I missing? So I was just at Talkers conference. Brian Kilmeade was there. Bill O'Reilly. Sean Hannity addressed us by video, and it was a great conference, you know, of us radio folk. Brian Kilmeade did speak out about how, you know, with he did touch upon, you know, President Trump and the election, and, you know, talking about, like, you know, if you lost a baseball game to a bad call, it's horrible. It's horrible that you lose it to a bad call, but you know, you can't fight it, and, you know, you move on, and you brush the dust off and you get ready for the next game, or you get ready for next fight. And so I can't necessarily comment on how Brian Kilmeade feels. One of you had asked about why Fox News wasn't more supportive of Trump throughout that. And, you know, I've told you before, I go, look, you know, I don't know many of the people who work, you know, at these news outlets, but for a journalist, I think the concept of the election being stolen was a very challenging one when you try to be mainstream media, when you try to be fair and balanced, and you want to be open and you want to cover if there was election fraud, but if the evidence is, you know, not making it to your desk, what do you do? And many of you had seen, you know, I don't know if it was Sandra Smith, or many of you had seen certain cringes and facial expressions from some people, you know, in more conservative news media, not seeming to be supportive of Trump with, you know, election fraud claims and things like that. And people are wondering, well, then, you know, what is media run by liberals? Is media, and whether you're liberal or conservative, I think the topic of something such as, you know, was the election stolen? Was, you know, did some BS happen? Is such a very powerful accusation that people in the media have that responsibility to have that evidence 100%, right, in their hands before they make that accusation. And as you could see, I think Dominion is, you know, is suing news outlets for claiming that Dominion was behind the election, going one way or the other, and things like that. So I think I can answer from a journalist standpoint. It's a very, very slippery slope if you aren't provided the evidence and you can't vet the evidence. And you can't necessarily put your legal butt in a safe position before sharing that accusation. So when people ask, you know, why aren't we seeing more, you know, people in support of Trump or whatever? I think you know, people are mixed. I think you do have, you know, some of the country, and I've even spoken to Democrats and liberals and conservatives alike, who were like, look, you know, these mail-in ballots were not the most ideal way to do an election. I think a lot of people realize that the election was not ideal, and I think a lot of people can agree on that. And I think a lot of people can also agree that there were dead people that voted one way or the other. And we just, I think, had a recent arrest in my neck of the woods for somebody who I think voted for his dead wife. And so I think we could all agree that there are always elements of fraud. Where the country can't agree on is, was the amount of fraud enough to change the election results? did Biden really win by that many more votes? And that's very tough to prove. We have tons of anecdotal reports and videos and people saying this happened and this happened and this happened. And if it did, that's frustrating. I mean, you know, I'm an American. I really, really want our election integrity to be there. I want to know that my vote counts. And I told you that with the low voter turnouts in these primaries, it's a sign that a lot of Americans don't think their vote counts, or they don't think the election is what it's supposed to be. I'm not saying it means they believe there was fraud and Trump got, you know, the election stolen from them. But when you have such low voter turnout, you know, either people really, really don't care, which I don't think is going on right now, or they think it doesn't matter who they vote for. It doesn't matter because the election will not go the way they either want it to or they think would be, you know, the logical step if that many people voted, whatever. So it's, Republicans are going to remember, Republicans, just like Democrats, they're politicians. Their first priority, you would think, would be world peace and you know, the economy and helping America. Their first priority is to get elected or reelected. Because otherwise they can't do their job. Just like as a doctor, I want to say my first priority is to make you better. And I will always say that. My first priority is you guys. But is it really? No, my first priority is to eat in the morning. My first priority is to stay healthy. Because if I'm not healthy, I'm not helping you. I don't make that a priority, but technically it is supposed to be my first priority. Because if I'm sick, I can't help you. So these politicians, they have to decide what is in their best interest. And I think the politician that says, look, all right, we threw together an election without it being rehearsed, you know, without it being vetted, without there being foolproof ways to avoid fraud, and there's been reports of fraud. We need to look into it, and we need to make sure that that doesn't happen again. But to reverse an election, you know, and I know there's been a lot of you know passion one way or another. It is just so big and so monstrous and so committing that unless the evidence is, even if it is overwhelming, but even accepted by the courts, there's no way somebody can move forward. And that's why I think you have this split, because some people are like, let's just look ahead to the next election. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Yellowstone flooding was unprecedented, and I think it crested about 16 feet. Many of you guys have been kind of following the story, and when you saw the pictures and you saw the beautiful area, I was in Yellowstone, gosh, maybe about 10, 12 years ago, up near Big Sky in Montana, and then we went into Wyoming, and then we went around Yellowstone. We saw as much of Yellowstone as we could in a shorter period of time, because I was up in Montana for a conference. It really is God's country. It's gorgeous up there. But when you saw the Yellowstone River and you saw much of the roads and the mountainsides, you know, which were pristine when you were there, completely demolished by the force of the water. And it just shows you how Mother Nature is a beast. and how it, Mother Nature will definitely overtake anything us humans can do. Well, sadly, the Yellowstone flood has knocked out a Montana city's water treatment plant. The water treatment plant can still function, but because the water levels are so high, it can't safely function, I believe, until the water level is below 15 feet. So residents of the city have been told to ration their water because it was going to run out within 36 hours, and this was as of yesterday. So according to Victoria Hill, she said, tonight the plant is operating at a level that can meet the community's essential needs, but if residents continue to refrain from watering their grass, taking part in other activities that use significant amount of water, we will be able to continue providing the city with basic water services. But the water treatment plant is operating at very low capacity. It had to be shut down on Tuesday because the Yellowstone flood struck the town. I don't know if this was Billings. It's not giving us the name of the city. I apologize. I'm getting this from the Washington Examiner. They're saying residents, they're saying city, and I just don't have, I thought it might have been Billings. I'll have to double check. I apologize. Literally, the city's not in here, but I get it. I get it. There's a lot going on, so if they forgot the name of the city, it happens. But I did watch a news release on this, and you saw people, yeah, it is Billings, okay. You did see people try to rush to stores, try to get water, try to bone up on water. People had been going to nearby hotels, and the hotels had said, look, can you not shower? Can you not use the laundry? If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. So this is a very, very scary time because, I mean, you would think with, you know, all the natural reserves and the rivers and all that, that Montana would not be a city, or Montana would not be a state that would be having water issues. I live in Nevada. Nevada has water issues. But sadly, if the water can't be treated, it could be pretty, pretty dangerous. Also adding to the danger is we still have baby formula problems. Now, remember that Sturgis plant in Michigan got closed down? Because it had to be, there were recalls because of the Coronabacter Nakazaki and the Salmonella Newport possible infection that was linked to some of the Abbott formulas that sickened some babies. The FDA had to inspect. From what we understand, preliminary reports said, no, wasn't at the Sturgis plant. Sturgis plant was fine, but it was closed down for about 3.5-4 months. It's been closed down again. And it just opened back up about a week ago so we could start pumping out baby formula because we have a huge, huge baby formula shortage. But Abbott has had to halt production once again because of the severe storms that flooded parts of the building. The facility in Sturgis opened June 4th after it was closed in February 2022 because of possible bacterial contamination. Yet on Monday, there were the severe thunderstorms, heavy rains that swept through southwestern Michigan, also that, you know, affected Yellowstone and parts of Montana. So parts of the plant got flooded, and now it's had to be closed down again. Production for its Elicare specialty formula had to be suspended. Company insisted there is enough supply to meet demand until production is restarted. So severe thunderstorms, heavy rains came through southwestern Michigan on Monday evening. And Abbott said in a statement, these torrential storms produced significant rainfall in a short period of time, overwhelming the city's storm water system in Sturgis, Michigan. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. So back to Yellowstone. Parts of Yellowstone may reopen to tourists. And it's interesting because I was thinking about going to Yellowstone this summer. One of my recent graduates, Scott, had gone, and he had just missed the closures. Bless his soul. And he's actually going to the residency I went to. So these are babies after all grown up now. This is awesome to see them all grown up and doing what they're doing. But yeah, he was just there, got out of it clean, thank God. And, you know, I wanted to go to Yellowstone. I'm like, gosh, you know, it's been a while. I need to get back there. I just love nature. And when you see what happened, you see houses being completely, you know, washed away. It just reminds you how vulnerable we are to nature. There was an evacuation of over 10,000 visitors. Heavy rains, rapid snowmelt called these rivers to swallow bridges, sweep away entire sections of roadway, according to CNN. And the sudden closure has now fueled concerns from business owners and employees in surrounding communities because Yellowstone, summer in Yellowstone is huge. They need a nice, good summer, especially with what happened with COVID a couple years back. Any season you have with visitors and people choosing to, you know, maybe drive and enjoy the woods and camp instead of flying because of all the, you know, travel chaos, it was supposed to be a time that they could have taken advantage. They say the park's northern region bore the brunt of the flood damage. It's expected to be closed now for a, quote, substantial length of time. I heard that they might be closed for the season, at least, because we were getting reports that they might be closed indefinitely. That is crushing. Not to mention all the wildlife that's getting hurt right now with this. This is bad. It's bad. They think it's going to close to the end of the season, according to the park said in a release. The less impacted southern loop could reopen as early as next Monday, according to Park Superintendent Cam Shawley. But the southern loop reopening may not, provide the relief that obviously workers need there. In the southern Montana city of Gardner, which acts as a gateway to Yellowstone's northern entrance, hotel owners are already feeling the impact. They go, there's nobody here. We were booked solid for a year. All but one of our visitors are gone following the flooding, and one neighborhood hotel has shut down completely and sent its employees home. Dangerous flooding also comes with disease, and it comes with, sadly, you know, illness, and it's just not good. So seeing something like this, these weather extremes, for me and my friends and family who live in Nevada, I mean, we're dying of thirst, right? Our lips are parched. And we're here going, where's going to be the next drop of rain? You know, and we're looking at what's happening to our city. And, you know, I'm trying not to flush the toilet. Everybody says our water is circulating, recirculating. So it's totally fine that 50,000 people are moving in each month. But I'm like, I'm going to slow down on flushing the toilet because I think there's water loss. And I'm, you know, and here we are. We're looking at, you know, where we're going to get more water. And then you see the extreme on the other side where there's too much water. And the snow melt and the flooding. And I wish some of that snow came to our Colorado River, then the Colorado. Because when you fly over the southwest United States, it is drier than dry. And it is a travesty. Because we have the opposite. We have animals that are facing such a drought that they're coming in to our communities. Now, mind you, we moved into their communities, you know. So rattlesnakes are like, what the hell is this house doing here? And why is there a red bouncy ball coming near my tumbleweed? You know, come on. You know, why are we out in the desert? But, you know, I live in an area now where there's a lot of rattlesnake sightings. There's bobcats. There's coyotes. And they're coming in to residential neighborhoods because of the drought. There's no food. There's no water. So this shift is the extremes. I just wish, you know, the water could be shared and we could get some of Florida's rain and we could get some of Montana's rain and we could kind of fill up our river and our lake Mead a little bit. And sadly, it just doesn't happen that way. The Southwest is getting drier. The East is getting wetter. And the Midwest and the North gets these storms that are very tumultuous and tornadoish and floodish. And we are going into a La Nina year, from what we understand. La Nina is not good for drought, worsens it, and La Nina is also a barringer of a bad hurricane season. So, sadly, Yellowstone is not going to be the only one facing severe weather. We're going to keep you guys posted. Billings, Montana is going to be able to get their water back up. Billings, Montana, I think, is one of the biggest cities. They're going to be able to get their water treatment plant back up, but it just shows the vulnerability. And if we do need to start shipping water products up to that city, we're gonna keep you guys posted on how to make that happen. 1-877 Doc Dali, 1-877 DOCDALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The European Commission has recommended that Ukraine become a candidate for European Union membership, a step that adds significant momentum to the country's campaign to join the bloc. EU President Ursula von der Leyen.
The Commission recommends to the Council, first, that Ukraine is given European perspective, and second, that Ukraine is given candidate status.
A Kremlin spokesman said Friday that Moscow would be monitoring Ukraine's EU candidacy prospects. U.S. regulators on Friday authorized the first COVID-19 shots for infants and preschoolers, paving the way for vaccinations to begin next week. The FDA's actions follow its advisory panel's unanimous recommendation for the shots from Moderna and Pfizer. That means U.S. kids under 5, roughly 18 million youngsters, are eligible for the shots. This is USA Radio News. China launched its third and most advanced aircraft carrier on Friday, a move that will help Beijing in its efforts to project military power in the region. The carrier was launched from a shipyard in Shanghai after a naming and ribbon-cutting ceremony Friday morning. The ship has a full load displacement of more than 80,000 tons. It is also the first to use an electromagnetic catapult-assisted launch system, an advancement that moves it closer in capability to Western carriers. Russia's state-owned gas producer said Thursday it was cutting its output to Europe, causing Germany to warn its citizens to conserve. The multinational Russian gas giant Gazprom blamed the reduced output on a maintenance issue. The company initially said Tuesday it would lower the amount from 167 to 100 million cubic meters because of a faulty gas compressor and said it is unable to access necessary replacement parts blocked by sanctions against Russia. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer. All right, so I guess Rand Paul is having it out with Anthony Fauci, and it's always never dull moment, and they are going back and forth because of the pediatric vaccines. As you know, the FDA advisory committee seems to give the thumbs up for the Moderna two-shot for 6 months to five-year-old kids and the Pfizer three-shot vaccine. Or Moderna would be a 25-microgram dose. For the Pfizer, it would be a 3-microgram dose. vaccine for kids 6 months old to 5 years old. And Anthony Fauci has COVID himself. My guess has had been vaccinated and boosted and all that. And Fauci had joined a hearing virtually. It was a hearing that had to look at, I guess, the vaccines and you know, the future of COVID. And he contracted it. And he said it was absurd to say that children would need to continue getting vaccination boosters as long as they produce antibodies. Rand Paul says the CDC is using as its reasoning for the recommendation. So it's a little confusing what's going on here. But according to Rand Paul, he said the government recommends everybody take a booster over age 5. This is a part of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee hearing. Are you aware of any studies that show reduction in hospitalization or death for children who take a booster? Now remember, Rand Paul's a doctor. So he has kind of taken the forefront of doing the back and forth with Fauci because it's, he's... You know, when doctors, it's interesting, okay? And I'm a physician. I know I don't sound like one. Every now and then I'll use some big words. I use some big words today. But I don't like to sound all hoity-toity and bougie. I like to explain things the way they should be explained. I don't think all medical terms need to be multisyllabic and need to be confusing. I think we could explain things that are going on medically in any sort of terminology and with any sort of vocabulary. But many times doctors, if they feel they are speaking to an audience that might not understand medical issues, you might get a little bit of mansplaining. You know, you might get a little bit of a, you might even get a, you might want to talk over you. You know, if I use some big words, you'll be like, okay, well, you know, she knows what she's doing because she's saying big words and, you know, I'm not going to debate it. I got that a lot from my attendings when I was in training. You know, I'd ask a question and then they would just throw all sorts of big multisyllabic words over my head. So I'm like, well, I guess he knows what he's talking about. I'm not going to ask that question again. When I think a good teacher goes, look, this is how I look at blood pressure. This is how I look at fetal chromosynthesis. And then, you know, break it down. I look at it as a blah, blah, blah. And so to me, that's what I think real teaching does. So when you have, and Dr. Fauci, I think, does a very good job not using over scientific terminology. You know, I think he has some, you know, media. He's had a lot of media training. He's very, you know, adept in speaking to the media. You can't really, you know, say, well, the data shows that the boosters help, you know, prevent hospitalization and death when a physician's like, but the clinical trial was just the actual, you know, primary series. It wasn't the booster. You know, so when you have a doctor starting to check and balance, it starts to put people on their toes. Dr. Fauci, who's 81 years old, says there has not been such studies or data accumulated, but said that the recommendation was made based on mortality rates of children who contracted the virus. So they've been kind of going back and forth. Even with vaccinated and boosted, Dr. Fauci testified remotely. Rand Paul suggested there was no evidence boosters for children reduce the risk of hospitalization or death. Now, we just now are reviewing the data for the 6-month-old to 5-year-old primary series. So I have to agree with Rand Paul, Dr. Paul, that we don't necessarily have a bunch of worldwide data on boosters in that age group when we're just barely now trying to get an emergency authorization for a primary 3-dose series. So Rand Paul asked Fauci, do kids need 10 boosters? And I see both sides, okay? Dr. Fauci's in a very, very tough position. I don't feel sorry for him because he could quit. He could quit at any time. But he's in a tough position because he got into politics. And he got to be the most expensive paid government worker there is. I think he might even be making more than the president. I have to double check that. And so when he worked for Trump, when he worked for Biden, he has to help push the narrative. And when he originally spoke like a doctor, I liked it. I thought he said exactly what should have been said. These masks aren't really going to protect you 100% from this virus. They might provide a barrier, but, you know, we do the best we can. So all of a sudden, supporting mask mandates, that started to shake my confidence, because who comes first in medicine? You know, it's the science, and it's the patients. And so, you know, doctors have to be very honest. And if I had been Dr. Fauci, and I don't want to be, never would have wanted to be in that position. Yeah, the money's nice, but I would not have wanted to be in that position. I would have said, whether it was the Trump administration or Biden administration, I would have said, look, okay, we have a disease that we still don't know where it came from. We still don't know if, even if it wasn't manipulated on purpose, if it came from a lab, there was then secondary manipulation because it wasn't in its normal, natural habitat. And so there's a lot of questions we don't know. Anything helps. Doesn't mean it has to be mandated, but every little bit helps. I can't say for sure that it's going to prevent you. You know, so just because you're wearing a bandana on your face, you're not going to be immune to this. You know, it is going to outsmart it. But if it provides a barrier and we're making things harder on the virus, I think that's the position we should take. We're making a vaccine. The vaccine looks promising. All vaccines, all medications have some side effects. Right? Hopefully, you know, you guys feel comfortable taking it. I'm going to take it. This is what the doctor should have said. That's what I say when I speak to my patients. You know, I'm looking at the data. This is how I interpret the data. I understand the science is evolving. But instead, it was, I didn't feel like I could speak the way I needed to speak with Trump. And I had to, okay, if you're a physician and you don't feel like you get to do your ethical duty as a doctor, then you get yourself out of that position immediately. But he didn't. So, was he really, really forced? You know, I find that frustrating. And here you have, you know, Rand Paul, and you know, Rand Paul was no Trump fan. But, you know, he, with his medicine background, now mind you, you know, he isn't, you know, the director of Institutes of, health, the National Institutes of Health, such as Fauci is, but he's gotten the same training that we all did in immunology and all that, and then, he's like, look, okay, you know, what are we really, you know, where are we going with the kids? And some people might say, well, why is Fauci even going through all these semantics? You know, no one's mandating the vaccine. We don't know that for sure. Right now, I think on the table is a school district, one of the largest school districts in the nation, is having it on the table for pediatric COVID vaccine mandates. So the writing's on the wall, and I think Rand Paul wants to already establish, look, I mean, does the science really, really support that kids need to get the three shots, and then on top of that, boosters, especially when this vaccine was made for the wild-type virus? 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the most controversial subjects out there is abortion. And I get that whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, there is many sort of positions you might feel when it comes to this. You know, you might feel that a woman has a choice. The government needs to stay out of her body and her choices for her body, but you might feel that the fetus is alive. You might feel that a fetus might not be alive until a certain week. And if an abortion is done it isn't as much of an ethical dilemma at 1 week than another week. You might feel that it's a woman's choice. It's not a life till it's born, but you might not want your tax dollars going to it. So there's a lot of people with different feelings on abortion, Roe v. Wade. But the one thing that I think a lot of us can't agree on, because I always like to look at agreement. I always like to look at where can we move forward with issues, is that we're not just doing 50 abortions a year. There's not just, you know, 25 cases of incest or 2,000 cases of rape that wind up with the pregnancy. We are talking about almost a million being done a year. And I think bipartisanly, you have Democrats and Republicans who, if they did need to find common ground, they might agree that that's kind of a lot. Well, lately, the Guttmacher Institute is saying that one in five pregnancies, or 20% of all pregnancies, were aborted in 2020. Almost a million terminations were carried out. And this was data, and they found that terminations jumped. Southern states saw the highest number of terminations. At least 320,000 in southern states alone occurring in the year 2020. More than half resulted in the use of the abortion pill, which is taken within the first 10 weeks of pregnancy. So not all of them were second trimester. But, you know, these are numbers that are pretty large. So I remember in the 80s, we were at about 1.5 million abortions a year. Remember I told you guys back in the 80s, the numbers reached the highest. And 1.5 million abortions was a lot, considering our population at the time. I think our population at the time was about 200 million, 250 million. So now our population is about 360 million. The numbers are down. So the numbers did go down. One credit might have been to the Affordable Care Act, because birth control was made free, no deductible, no out-of-pocket for birth control. You might not have gotten a fancy-schmancy IUD, but access to birth control, access to condoms are supposed to be free through the American, the ACA. However, the rates are starting to go back up. And so the Guttmacher Institute, that's how you pronounce it, Guttmacher, I think that means gut, like good maker, it's German, said the long-term decline in abortions that started 30 years ago has reversed. They say the new findings from the Guttmacher's latest abortion provider consensus, the most comprehensive data collection effort on abortion provision in the United States, there were 8% more abortions in 2020 than 2017. Now, they bring this up because, of course, you know, they have a feeling about where Roe v. Wade should go. And, you know, is concerned that this is not the time for Roe v. Wade. They said the recently leaked draft would explicitly overturn Roe after 50 years of the court's own legal precedent upholding the constitutional right to abortion. And states have been, they say, ramping up their attacks on abortion rights, access, and anticipation of the court's decision. 26 states certain or likely to quickly ban abortion without Roe. So this data, though, again, if 20% of all pregnancies are getting aborted, I'd like to know, when do we have the conversation as to why so many? And I keep bringing this up because that's a lot. If we are having about a million women getting pregnant, if it's rape, we need to up our law enforcement. We need to, you know, lower crime. If it's incest, we need to educate women on not having sex with a family member. But the majority of these cases are unwanted pregnancies. And, you know, as we're talking about Roe v. Wade and as the decision might be coming forward, you know, in the next few weeks and, you know, people are protesting at Supreme Court Justice Holmes, and there's the debate of should government be completely out, which is what Alito wrote in the draft. He's like, the feds have no business taking a role here. Feds have to stay out. It's up to a woman and the state and the people of the state, not up to the feds. Feds butt out. So even though some people will agree that the feds and whoever the president is and the switch, you know, it shouldn't have a matter on what happens to a woman and her body, that does essentially overturn Roe v. Wade. So for those people that want the government to butt out, it could mean they're on the side of Roe v. Wade overturning, because the Roe v. Wade has the government involved and the government protecting the right of abortion. So that's why a lot of people are kind of mixed on where we go with this. But if one out of every five pregnancies has to be terminated and ended, and that fetus, life stopped, why is that happening when we're spending all this money on the Affordable Care Act? Why is all that happening when we're spending money on free birth control? We are guaranteeing every woman in this country, whether they're a resident, whether they're a citizen, free birth control. Why are these pregnancies happening? Is the birth control not working? Is the free birth control not accessible? Are we spending all these tax dollars on the ACA, and the average person's like, look, I know there's the ACA, but I can't access it. I can't access all my, 10 essential benefits. I can't access it. I know there's free birth control. I'm not getting it. Is there a lack of education? Is there high rape numbers? And that's why so many people are getting pregnant. You know, again, I'm very, very mixed on the whole abortion issue, because having had family members who were raped, and I get that, you know, there are circumstances. Also, as a doctor, it's very difficult for me to do an ultrasound and not look at that fetus as a life. So I get it. I get the controversy. But the one thing I think most of us could agree on is 20% of all pregnancies have to be ended? What are these women not having access to? Is it an education issue? Is it that the birth control is not working? Is it that our hormones are, this is a theory, but we are a heavier society now. We have birth control that has been around for decades. Is the birth control not working? Has anybody surveyed these 1 million pregnant women to find out what the circumstances were? And it could be, again, anonymous. What were the circumstances around them getting pregnant? Is it that they changed their mind? Did they want a pregnancy? And then they got scared. Was it that once they became pregnant, they felt so bad that they were like, no, I can't do this? Was it the economy? Was it that they have very, very high sex drives? Was it that they thought their partner was using a condom and the partner stealthed them, took it off? I mean, we have the ability to pull all this data. We have so much data. And as we're spending money, and we're giving a lot of money to Planned Parenthood, we're going to be probably going into a little mini civil war based on what happens with Roe v. Wade and whether the feds want to be involved or not. My guess is the feds are not going to want to be involved because they don't want people at their houses. And I think they're going to say, look, it's between the person and the doctor. It's between the person and their state. Leave the feds out. So I wouldn't be surprised if it gets overturned. But we really need to figure out why so many. And what are we doing wrong as society such that we have to abort a fifth of all our pregnancies? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.